Hello, everybody. My name is Atticus.
And my name is Hope.
And this is...
The White Refrigerator. Welcome back, y'all.
Hey! Okay, friend. Today is... October 19th, 2024, and we are working on episode what now?
This is 13.
Wow-wee. Lord, the God has been good to me. The pressure is getting worse.
It's happening, friend. I'm happy about how well it's actually going. Like, it's going well. It seems now that it's like a part of a routine. Like, it doesn't feel weird or forced for me anymore.
True. It just feels... It feels normal.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Also, the past 30 days, we've had 74 new listeners. And wow. I know. It's so awesome. Because it's so weird, but it's so awesome. But thank y'all so much.
Seriously. Like, thank you guys for just listening to us ramble and share thoughts and all the things.
Because that's literally all we're doing.
So tell me, friend, how has your week been? What you got going on?
So my week. Okay. I first want to say that I'm really enjoying my job. Like I'm enjoying everything they stand for so far. I'm enjoying the culture that I've been exposed to, from the supervisors to the trainers, to the coaches, to the class that I started with. Friend, let me tell you, yesterday when I was about to get off, we sat in that meeting and laughed for 30 minutes straight. I laughed a goddamn crook in my neck, bitch. I ain't never laughed that hard before in my life. And it's like two or three people in there that's like really just some clowns. And the fact that like the supervisor was just in there letting it, like, you know.
Letting y'all have a good time.
Yes. It's such a good time. What else about this week? That's really a highlight because I didn't expect this coming from my past job, which I'm not going to say was terrible, but I didn't expect this. Another thing, I'm trying to implement like a couple of new routines to help me navigate my day a little bit better.
Okay.
Like I made a playlist called The Wind Down.
Yes.
That is truly like R&B, but it's mostly like slower songs about like love and life. And it just feels good and it's relaxing. And after 7 p.m., I've decided for myself that this is like the only music I can listen to, because I'm realizing more that getting rest is more than just like laying down and going to sleep. Like I need to take steps to put my body at ease first, like put your mind at ease so you can actually rest well when you actually do go to sleep. So those are some things. I started like a morning mirror mantra thing where I have my saying that I say in the mirror until I feel like I'm actually feeling and believing what I'm saying and it's sticking.
We're trying
to get there. And today, friend, I went fishing with my uncles and my cousins on their boats, child.
Oh my goodness.
I know. And I was asked to go. And I was able to freeze myself for a moment before that automatic no came out. Because, bitch, you know me.
That's where the gasp came from.
Listen, that no be on the tongue. And I don't know what just allowed me to freeze for a second. And I was like, before anybody says anything to me, there was a time in my life where I just said yes to things and did things because I thought it was what I was supposed to do or what was expected. Mm-hmm. But a few years ago, I started saying no to shit. Not because of bad blood, but honestly because I just didn't want to do some shit and I ain't understand the purpose. And some of it might have been a little bit out of rebellion, but to make a long story short, that no got a little bit too easy to spit out. It's become a thing. So,
I can see
this
that.
Time I said yes. I said yes because I was invited. I mean... They invited me. They showed me I was welcome. So
The question is, did you have fun?
Listen, I wanted to spend the time with them, spend that time outside. We went out in that boat and had a time. And even the times when it was quiet, because we was out there from like 6 to damn near 2 o'clock. So yeah, even like the times when it was quiet. Early morning fishing. Child, yes. It was cold in the motherfucker on that water too. He told me to wear a jacket, but I'm hard-headed as fuck. I just put on like a long gun. Because I'm like, a bitch already fat. I got enough insulation to, you know. I didn't. Just so you know, I didn't. It was not enough.
Listen, friend, you can't play with that cold.
You can't. But I ended up having a great day in the wilderness. I ain't catch nothing, but I truly enjoyed myself. And I know I'm going to have a good night's sleep because, baby, I was soaking up that sun. So I'm really thankful for today.
Yes, friend. I love that for you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, also, before I forget, music. We can't forget music.
No, don't forget music. No, because I already know who you're going to say. That's why I didn't even put her on my list. But go ahead,
friend. You don't know nothing.
I know one you person don't know you who better I am. Mention.
You don't know child. Who I am.
I may know so you better than the average.
You don't know nothing about me. If y'all have not listened to the Glorious Glorilla album, Glorious... My God, today, 10 out of 10, no skips. Like, the girls been, they've been on it this year.
Yeah.
Baby. Every last one of them have been on it this year.
Did what needed to be done.
Did what needed to be done. Also, I don't know if any of y'all listened to Mona Leo. Her album came out too. I think it might have been last week, actually. But I started listening to that this week as well. The girls.
I'm not mad at it.
And friend, I don't know if you've seen, but Megan got a mixtape coming out next Friday.
Friend, my heart.
Friend, I don't even know what to do. She done fed me so good this year. And her documentary come out the week after that.
I did see that. I did. And I'm listen, I already be ready to go up about Meg. I don't need to see anything else that will make me ride harder than I already do, because I know it's about to be emotional.
Right. I saw the runtime was like 2 hours or 2 hours long or some shit. But of course they do have like a theater viewing and shit. And of course it's not here because I live in fucking Podunk, Alabama. And we ain't got no goddamn IMAX. But... because you know a bitch would have been going to see it. But it's okay. I'm going to see it on Prime when it come out.
Yes.
I am ready. Megan. But friend, how has your week been?
So, my week has actually been interesting. But you know what? I am learning to channel different energies with interesting things.
There you go.
So... Houston decided to pull a Houston and somebody tried to jack the brand new tires off my car. Just wilding. But luck so has it that whoever it was as they were attempting must have got folded and they didn't finish the job. All my tires were still there, and my lug nuts were thrown everywhere, but I was able to recover literally almost all of them except for one, which didn't matter because I immediately went and put lug nut locks on my car anyway. So, yeah, yes. But versus being, like, upset or angry about it, because my mom was, like, super, like, on go mode, and I was like, it's okay,
oh,
girl.
No. Yeah, I know it's she okay. was.
And I look at it from... I look at it from the perspective that I could have been in a situation to where I had to shell out like, and not even just like $500-something, because they would have got the rims too. So well mm-hmm. over $1,000 for new brand, like new tires and new rims. Even with the insurance, you still have the deductible. So that could have went so differently. Yeah. And your girl isn't rich yet. Matter of fact, I didn't work for a few months, so we're trying to get things back together. That would have been highly inconvenient, but it worked out and it didn't happen like that. And I'm grateful. So that's like a victory, even though it could have been a pretty crappy situation. It actually worked out and turned out to be okay. So shout out to whoever scared them away. Thank you.
Agreed. I'm so glad you were okay and that didn't turn out any different than how it did.
Yeah. I mean, you know, life happens, but you got to keep going. So my entertainment list is, I have a few actually. So, I came across this guy named Goldford, on TikTok. Shout out to TikTok. I be finding so many dope people on TikTok. But he made this, the name of his album is called Jasmine. But the song that I particularly like is called Jasmine. It's based off the title EP, but, he's just like a white guy and he's got this mix of like soul and country and it just works. The type of music I enjoy listening to, it works.
Gold Ford,
like Ford, like car, gold, like gold.
Gotcha.
And then I went back and revisited some music. I'm going to go back to this movie. This movie used to be my joint back in the day, and I'm definitely going to find out what it's streaming on. It's probably like on Tubi. But Fighting Temptations with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Beyonce. There is a song that she did with Bilal, and it's called Everything I Do. Ciao. I forgot how much I love that song.
Wow.
And that whole soundtrack, okay, nice. The thing,
real nice.
I revisited Anderson .Paak. Anderson .Paak's music is—he literally, at least in my opinion, has never put out a bad album. And I was revisiting some of his older stuff, and just like Malibu, and just Inventory, getting my life. Okay. And then shout out to TikTok again. I found this white group from Atlanta called the Atlanta Space Quartet. And they have this song called Moons of Saturn. And if you know me, you know I love like neo soul, alternative soul, that very trippy, vibey music. When I tell you, put it this way, if you know who is, what's their name? Oh,
are you talking about that black group?
No, this is a white group, Jow. And they be doing what needs to be done. I'm trying to think of the name of this other group. Hiatus Coyote. That's who they remind me of. If you're into that type of music, you're going to enjoy this. And then
it sounds like shroom music.
Oh, I love it so much. And then I found this other gentleman, another white gentleman, Blue Eyed Soul for the win this week. Harry Lineker. I think it's Lineker. Lineacre. And he has a song called I Feel Love. And singing. He was singing. I was like, white boy, you better use all of them vocal cords in your chest and throat area. And then speaking of new albums dropping, one of my favorites, Tyler, the Creator, is on his way back with an album. He gave us a release date of 10/28/24. If you already know me.
Nice.
Then you know when it comes to... my phone was... 10/28/24. It's coming out like
10/28. So Monday?
Yeah.
He just be doing stuff.
But he said that too though, and his reasoning for that was so bomb. He was like, I don't like dropping music on Fridays because it's like a weekend thing and it's just like party music. Like he said, you really don't get a chance to take it in. He said, but if I drop an album on like a Monday or a Tuesday, he said, well, then now you're listening to it on your commute to work. You're listening to it on your lunch break. He said, you got time to slow down and digest it. And I love that take so much. But yeah, if you know me, you know that I am a huge Kendrick Lamar fan and Tyler the Creator fan. Them two niggas have my heart. So the way I got my life when I realized, and all the snippet he released, I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Please sign me up for that. Thank you. So yeah, that's pretty much been what I've been taking in this week. I also started catching up on How to Die Alone. I'm on episode 4. I'm actually going into episode 5, so I'm halfway through the season.
Awesome.
Very good show. Very good show.
Very, very good show. Please go watch that, y'all.
Please. Absolutely. Agatha All Along, we're getting close to the end of it. I actually think it has 3 episodes left, I want to say, because I think they're going to do 1 next week, and then the weekend of Halloween, they're going to drop 2 episodes. So yeah, I think it's 3 episodes left.
So all your predictions came true. Every last one of them.
Because I'm a nerd, friend.
I was like, okay. I'm mad that he killed everybody, though.
I don't think he killed them. They kind of kept it close to the comics. They did spin off a little bit. I do actually like the spin that they took, though. So I'm cool with that spin.
What spin?
So,
yeah.
So, basically, I'm going to try to make this short. So, Billy Maximoff is, by technicality, a shard of Mephisto. Which I think they're going to... Oops, I actually tapped my mic. I'm sorry. Which I think they're going to try to play with. I don't know if they're going to make K'Thon and Mephisto interchangeable in this scenario. I hope they don't, but I don't know. And essentially, versus him being like a shard of Mephisto coming back that way, they just had Billy Maximoff, the kid, when the hex went down, he just got transferred into another dying boy soul, Billy Kaplan or William Kaplan. So it kind of happened similarly in the comic books, but not quite, because he was already always there. It's a thing, but I'm glad that they went the direction that they did. And I feel like for the sake of time, it made the most sense. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm ready to see how it's going to end. I think all of the witches are going to come back by the end of it, so we'll see. So, yeah, that's all I got for myself this week, Fran.
Nice. And I love that you brought up Fighting Temptations, because you know how some you love movies, but they just disappear in your head? That song, He Still Loves Me, that they did at the end of the movie. And she was Fran. Like, I used to wake up some days and wish I'd stayed asleep. I feel that.
Fran.
I feel that in my soul.
I went ahead and just revisited the whole soundtrack.
Because, ooh, I need to go find that song.
Listen, there is a song from Pink Panther. You remember when she was in Pink Panther?
Do you think you could fall for that one?
I think that's it. I cannot remember. It's on YouTube, but I literally, after I heard that song with her and Bilal, I immediately thought about that other song. It was the one she was performing at the club.
Yeah.
I think that is it.
Cause yes. I find it hard to trust. There you go. Yep.
Fran, I need that on digital platforms. I love that song so much.
We need to spam her. Spam, what is it called? Woman Like Me? Release Woman Like Me? Because you remember, I don't know if you remember, but Grown Woman didn't get released until, was it this year? Or last year?
I don't know, Fran.
The damn song came out in 2013, but she just released it one of these years when people was asking about it.
Girl, release Donk.
Please.
Damn.
Please.
Like, I love
Matter
you.
Matter of fact.
But please.
Just give us a whole Beyonce mixtape of unreleased music. Because, girl.
The fact that Jay said she's got, like, I forgot what. It was some interview he was talking about. Because he was talking about one of the albums I think it was Renaissance. He was saying something about like them dance. I think I sent you that clip of him talking about like them dancing in the living room, listening to the songs. Like he's like, oh, she got hundreds of release songs. I'm like, this bitch is sitting on 20 albums of music.
So I believe that too. I also wonder, because you know they be shopping around songs, how many of those songs have been released by other people? And now she probably like can't. But I don't care who else recorded it. I still want to hear her sing it. Because that AI you sent me, or was that, send it to you or you sent it to me?
No, I sent that to you. When I tell you,
I was gagged.
I didn't realize how similar their voice actually sounded.
Yeah.
I was listening to that version and then like the old, because that's one of my favorite Jasmine Sullivan songs. And I was like, wait a damn minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yes, friend.
All right, so we gonna move on. Are we gonna announce here, or are we gonna do it and then announce?
So I do have some top shelf, but I don't have a lot of top shelf. But I'm going to go ahead now and say that due to recent events, and for the sake of my mental health, I am pulling back on top shelf news, only because and don't. Hold on, y'all. If it's important, your girl will still be here to talk the facts with y'all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And share. We will be here to share our unadulterated opinions, thoughts, the whole night. That won't change. What will change is you may not see Top Shelf every week. This last week was a lot for me. And just news in general has been so negative lately that I just kind of don't have... I don't have the heart to deal with it at the moment because I'm working on self, and some of this shit is just heavy. It's just heavy. It's a lot.
It's all real heavy, and we all notice the newly fresh 18-year-old people. Y'all may not be in it yet. Y'all still got plenty of fire in your eyes. You still got plenty of energy about all the things, but around. Every presidential election cycle, this shit gets exhausting and so much shit starts to come out and you just like, I'm just trying to live my life till the end of the day and hopefully again the next day.
Right.
So it gets to be a lot sometimes and you just try to tune it out. So yeah.
Yeah. And it's I don't know. For me, like I said, it got to a point to where it was like, why is it just always bad shit all the time? And I can't. But the top shelf I am going to go over briefly. So quickly, J. Cole. Sir, what was the point of Port Antonio? What was the point of you dropping this record after the beef just to be like, I ain't want to pick no sides. Like, I'm cool on that. I ain't trying to do this shit for likes and stuff. Like, me and Drake still boys. It ain't like that. I'm still fire, though. Like, y'all better be glad I wasn't in this. Sir. You could have kept that woulda, coulda, shoulda shit.
Leave him alone. Y'all leave that man alone. He was just in, he just wanted to make it known that he wasn't picking no sides. Because I feel like he only got intertwined in the middle because it was like a misunderstanding in the beginning. And then he apologized. But he just wanted to let y'all know he ain't back down because he can't rap.
And it's I
can rap now.
The thing is, we know that. We know that. We know you can rap, Jermaine.
Those who have been listening to you. Because you know the powerful, there is some powerful niggotry afoot online. And you know, even if they don't mean it, people be taunting. You know. You know how that goes.
I'll never take anybody serious who says that boy can't rap. Jermaine Cole, we know you can rap. There's not a question. He has created many of my favorite projects. But this would have could have shit. You could have kept that. That's what you could have done. You could have said the exact same thing you said in Port Antonio without including that little bit. We didn't need an explanation. Why? Because you had an opportunity to prove that you were the better rapper of the three of them, and you backed out because you wanted to keep the peace. And you know what? Right on. I'm cool with that. But then don't turn around and be like, but if I had have done it, no, nigga. It don't matter now. You didn't. Matter of fact, what you did do was you dropped this song. You thought about that shit and you was like, nah, you pulled it off your EP altogether. You removed 7-Minute Drill. That shit is gone. And then now you like, you know, I just don't want to take sides. And here's the thing. I get that you and Drake are boys, but there's going to be a problem with this for one reason and one reason alone. Two. What Kendrick was saying was culture related. So he's saying that Drake is in here cosplaying blackness and touching little kids. And you like, you know, I'm still cool with that nigga. Hey, sir, now your character's in question. Because true. What you mean?
And you did it to yourself because you really didn't have to say that out loud. I'm just saying.
You did not. You did not. Matter of fact, if you was a friend to this nigga, you probably should have been talking to him before all this other shit. You probably should have started talking to him before he decided to run his mouth with Kendrick. Because, well, we all see how that played out. But, yeah. J. Cole, you just it's okay. We know you can rap. We know you can rap. It's okay. But that,
I never questioned you, J. Cole. I feel like a lot of people never questioned you. They just be heckling online.
Yeah, and even then, nobody really said anything, but like he backed out and just was like riding his bicycle off into the sunset. Now, you did do that crazy ass song that everybody was clowning you for. Because you're almost 40. Jermaine, stop. I can't even remember what it was. It was so bad. Like, the taste that left in my mouth, I was like, let me just, I had like Men in Black flashy themed myself to get that out of my
mind. Okay, so was the song bad or was it just one of those situations where like this song doesn't fit you because you're older now? Like this song you should have done at the very beginning of your career.
So it was a feature. He was like featured on the song, but it was just very like, what is this? Like, you don't even, it was like you don't belong here.
Gotcha.
And then he was rapping in a way that made it seem like he didn't belong. It was like, don't do that.
Showing y'all.
Another highlight funny moment was Trump leaving his people at that Coachella rally. The way
that tickled me. The fact that like every time he lets y'all down, it be so goddamn funny. Just like he let them Sixers down and them motherfuckers was put on the no fly list.
Put on a no fly list, arrested by the FBI. They so imprisoned Macon Carroll.
Right. The T is allegedly this motherfucker drove y'all out there so you couldn't leave. And then didn't pay the buses to come back and get you.
That's the part that gagged me, friend. I was like, what you mean he didn't pay the people? The funniest video that I saw, and before y'all say anything, fuck y'all, because these people are racist. But it was like this man talking about this old couple, and he was like, they don't have enough strength in their legs to walk 5 miles back to their car. And I was like, sorry for it. I think was people like trying to carry them on their back because they were terrible people. But, yeah.
It's just why like, I felt like whatchamacallit from, Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Tried to hide it from me. She took it all. That's Fred. Oh, took me out. Oh, I can't breathe. Oh, God. Fred, that was the exact energy that it was given. Oh, ooh, shit. And did. That's embarrassing. That is so embarrassing. And they were already like, it's the mayor of Nevada, whoever. They was like, no. It's the person who didn't pay the buses to come back and get you. That's exactly who it was. Say his name.
Right. No, they ain't going to say that. It's a, everything I've seen was it was a conspiracy. He did what he was supposed to do. It was a conspiracy by the California.
Oh, my God.
Government. This nigga ain't never going to be held accountable for nothing ever. Not by his supporters. That's crazy. Because even like, say this whole Trump thing came about because of backlash from Obama, right? When have we not held Obama accountable? Like, I feel like accountability only exists on one side.
Fran, I need you to hold that. I want you to hold that exact thought. Hold that exact thought, Fran.
Okay.
You're going to see
I'm going to stick a pin in it. All right.
You're going to see. Yeah, Fran, you have taken me out, though. I am in legit tears. Yeah, he embarrassed y'all. That was funny as hell. And I hope y'all got all kind of calluses and your gout swelled up. I hope y'all had the worst day after that, because that's what you deserve. also tickled me, Piers Morgan playing stupid games and winning stupid prizes. Didn't I tell y'all? We talked about this last week. For those of you who have not listened to last week's episode, Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right, right as in Jaguar right. And we talked about how evidence, primary sources, research actually works. Very good episode. Probably one of my favorites. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Y'all, do you know why their attorneys reached out to Piers Morgan and said, hey, if you don't pull this down, you won't have a network anymore because we'll take everything you own? Do you know why? Because they allowed Jaguar Wright to get up there and talk about them and not have not one piece of a receipt or evidence to back up anything she was saying.
Right. And another thing I need y'all to know is Jaguar Wright keeps saying, sue me. Jay-Z, sue me. Beyonce, sue me if I'm lying. Jaguar Wright is not a person worth pursuing. If you're this rich and Jaguar Wright doesn't have anything, you're going to pay your lawyers to go after this woman for absolutely nothing. And she's not well, so she's just going to keep talking after the fact. Then what's that going to do?
And that's it in a nutshell, friend. She's not well. And I think this is why Jay-Z and Beyonce aren't pursuing her. Because we know she's crazy. But, like, what I'm also realizing, what I have realized lately, which ties into the main subject of tonight's episode, which is social media and, like, the great moments and the not-so-great moments, is that half of us are actually crazy. Like, for real. Like, I'm realizing a very good majority of people is, like real-life batshit crazy. And wowzer. Like, I didn't know it was this bad. I didn't know it was like this. This is actual insanity.
Not wowzer, friend.
Wowzer. And then this will be the last time you hear me mention anything about Sean Combs. There's a new lawsuit against him from a lady named Ashley Parham. That's P-A-R-H-A-M. And the reason I'm giving you her last name is because I will not elaborate on the story. That is just how bad it actually is.
Lord?
I think Sean may actually be the devil. Like, for real.
I'm going to have to look this one up because I don't really know it.
I read the story, and an attorney that I follow on TikTok went over the parts of it that she could. And it's a story about rape. You can figure out what I'm saying. With multiple people and objects on this woman. He actually might be the devil. And I'm okay never listening to anything he's ever did again in my life.
Friend, wasn't nobody listening to nothing he's done.
The thing is, he's produced so much music. So, not his music, but the music he's produced. And some of that may still come in from time to time. But, like, I'm talking about some of my favorite songs. Like, I almost don't want to fuck with it anymore. Like, though, this shit keeps getting worse. So yeah, all I can say is God bless that poor girl. I hope her physical health and her mental health are getting better. So yeah. And then lastly, I'm not going to have fun talking about this. And I want to start off with saying, obviously, I am not a Black man. I cannot speak from the experience of a Black man. I am a Black woman. And I can speak from that experience, and I can speak from the experience of how Black men have made me feel. Mostly, it has been positive. Black men,
let's say that.
Because it's some gay ones too that are like
doused. You know what, friend?
And that right. Misogynistic bullshit.
Because I blocked a couple of them on the Tic Tac. I was like, nah, I know good and well. You ain't up here with this lisp.
Not
what? Friend. He ain't attack a hit dog a holler every time. You know you're wrong. That's why. Never mind. You go ahead, Fred. I'm gonna be quiet.
It's all right, Fred. It's all right. Because yes, this is. I want to start by saying, firstly, Black men, I love you. And I mean that from a very genuine place. I believe you should be protected. I believe there should be more investment in your mental health. I believe you should be able to express your feelings. I believe you should be given the ability to show your emotional intelligence without that being considered negative or gay, and gay as if being gay is a negative thing. But I want to start there before I follow up with this read. Because it's coming from a place of disappointment. It's coming from a place of love. Now I got that shit out the way. I was talking to Atticus earlier before we started the show, and I said that Black men, Black people, because I've seen, and sidebar, I'm going to talk to you bitches afterwards because I am a Black woman and I can say what I want to say to y'all hoes.
We ain't talking to the pygmies.
But you never wanted a Black president like Barack. You didn't want no goody-two-shoes nigga in the White House. Okay? That wasn't what you wanted. You wanted someone like Trump who's unapologetic, unabashedly just I don't even know the word. Like, you just wanted somebody to come in there and just, like, fix racism and be nasty about it and just, like, you know, just like, I don't know. It's the person that you want will never exist because it will never be allowed to exist as long as racism does. Those two things can't exist in the same space.
Right.
This is because you can be terrible in white. Why? Because the judges and jurors are already in place to forgive you for what you did, no matter what that thing is.
Especially but if you throw a little sympathy, put a little crocodile tear in there.
A child, that crocodile tear would go a long way. I wish they would use that salt for their food.
Whoa.
That was terrible. Take some of them salty tears. But you know who can't do that? Because those same judges and jurors would be ready to call for your head at 1/8 of the shit he's done. Your black ass.
Hmm.
Black men, listen to what I'm about to say. You might not like this part, but I need you to listen to what I'm about to say. He's protected not by his male status alone. The heaviest weight is carried by his whiteness. There is no proximity to black masculinity and white masculinity, no matter how far you stretch your dick to get there. Not y'all both having wood ain't building the same houses.
Oh.
The only thing that is within reach of that type of white power is other whiteness. Oh. Example, white passing people or the Jewish community. A lot of them, especially after World War II, they're white, right? So, like, they kind of just dropped the Jewish part. Like, you kind of, they put that in the background a little bit and presented more as white. Especially those who moved, to the Americas, America in general. Like, it was much easier to go through life as a white person than a Jewish person because of the history that was with that. But that's what I mean when I say proximity to whiteness. Or like I said, white passing, those biracial people, and not just biracial black and white, but really anybody mixed that can like pass for white. That's what I'm talking about. So yeah, even I don't know, for those who've ever seen the movie Black Klansman, that's a movie that I really liked, but there was a scene
10 out of 10.
Yes. It was a scene when John David Washington's character was talking to Adam Driver's character, who played a Jewish man in the movie. And basically, he was used as, you know, the what do you call them? Not decoys, but something else. I forgot what you call them. But they used him to infiltrate the Klan. And why? Because he was white. He was white. He could infiltrate the Klan. Even though he was Jewish, he was white. So that's what I mean when I say the proximity of whiteness to whiteness. Black masculinity doesn't grant you the same access as white masculinity, and really barely that of white femininity based off of societal standards. And trust me when I say barely, because Birth of a Nation and Emmett Till's murder proves that point easily. Black man hurt white woman, black man bad type shit. Like, please. Be for real, and the irony of this is the only ones who typically care to protect you are the ones that you barely care to protect.
Right.
Exhausting. Coming from a black woman, that is exhausting. And before, here's the thing. Before your misogynistic beliefs, what I need you to understand is that they will never, ever hold the same value to white men in general as white supremacy does. Before you are a man, you are black. And every other adjective after black is just another way to describe the type of black you are to them.
True. Lord, true. Jesus Christ.
Here's what I need you... And I need y'all to listen to what I'm about to say next, too. Black men, you're going to have to come to the realization this is about control and what you feel the hierarchy should be. And black men, just say that. See, there is a commonality between most men, this is all races, the thought that leadership is synonymous with ownership. Leadership is not synonymous with ownership, just so you know.
One more time.
Leadership is not synonymous with ownership.
Okay, and they got it that time.
But you know what, brother? Shut up. Because here's the thing. You always seem to forget about racism. Like, I don't understand. You want the same power as white supremacy? You want what white supremacy is giving white men. Let me say that without acknowledging the fact that its very origin is malignant in nature. It is the very cancer that has been eating America alive, and honestly, the rest of the world from the inside out, destroying every single thing in its path, and it always has and it always will. Nothing good has ever come from it. At the very root of that type of power is hate, and its foundation is built on the blood and bones of others.
See, sister, we actually came from Mars after they destroyed everything on Mars.
This ain't for I'm not talking to y'all. I'm not. I'll never get through to y'all. But you know what? Here's the thing. Brother, do what's best for you. Do as you like to say, I'm going to just do what's in my best interest.
History has
proven time and time again that white people will also do what's in their best interest. And you know what? Time and time again, it is black women weeping for you the most when you are lost. Losing and in your lostness, it's always us. It's always us. But you know what? Fuck it. At this point, you probably just thinking this bull dagging bitch out here cosplaying a nigga anyway. So you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. I just want you to know, I love my blackness. I love black people from a real deep place. Black men, women, children, babies. I love, as Monique would say, I love us for real. But I also understand everything that that actually entails and what it actually means to do that. Being butthurt because Barack called y'all out is insanity.
Discrediting Kamala every time.
Every time. Discrediting Kamala when I know she done ran circles around y'all asses. I was telling Atticus earlier that I was reading an article somewhere that was saying she would be the first president, if elected, who's already served in all three branches of government. She was the Attorney General of California. There's your judicial branch. She was a senator for California. There's your legislative branch. She's currently the vice president. There's your executive branch. There literally is no one more qualified for this position right now.
And so, that's a lot to say. That was also something I just never thought about. So not only is she qualified, but I think she's the most qualified anyone has ever been.
Friend?
Like, ever.
Like, and probably ever, ever will be
again before the world explodes.
So yeah, this witch hunt, this whatever it is that you're looking for, it doesn't exist. And you need to really hone in on your mental health, because the fact that you think you being a man overrides your blackness is crazy. It's crazy. But let him be elected again, and you will most certainly find that out for yourself. And on that note, yeah, that's going to be the end of a Top Shelf for a little bit. You probably won't hear me talk about Top Shelf until she wins. And when she wins, I will gladly, because I cannot wait to watch the Trumps crash the fuck out. I cannot wait. Him and his followers, I cannot wait. So, yes.
Okay, so on to today's topics. And today's topic is social media. What it's been, what it is, and where it could be going. When I was thinking about this, I think social media actually started way before like social media started. And like, I don't know if you was ever in those like fucking instant messenger chat rooms talking to people that you didn't know.
I was gonna say them chat rooms. AOL like, chat rooms.
Yes, them AOL chat rooms was wild. The kids will never know. Now, luckily,
they don't know, because we was right. Definitely 14 to 13, probably talking to a 59-year-old pedo.
No, we was younger than that. I know good and well I wasn't no teenager talking to these people. Oh, no, on that.
Now that I think about it, AOL chat and like Yahoo Messenger, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because I was, still, I think, a teenager when MySpace came out.
Yep. I was about to say, we was damn near still single-digit people in there speaking to God knows who. Luckily, thank God, nothing like ever came of that. I also feel like Stranger Danger shit was a lot better back then than it is now. Like, we wasn't trying to tell nobody where we lived at. You get what I'm saying? What's your name? My name was not Atticus.
You know what I thought about Fred? We was sitting there talking to these people. And it was somebody like Mr. Herbert from Family Guy on the other side.
Oh.
Fred, how has Family Guy managed to get away with doing this shit for all them years? They Bring literally got a whole storyline on the damn pedophile.
I got some popsicles in the basement. Was it popsicles or was it candy?
No, it was Bring definitely your fat popsicles. Ass back here. Fred, I was thinking about the episode. When him and Chris, Chris was doing something for him around the house. And child, they had got in this little make-believe relationship. And he was going to take Chris somewhere to like meet his friend, which ironically also it was like him and another little boy. I was like, ew. Chris and him had got an argument and he ran in the house. He was like, Chris broke up with me. I don't know why. Like, what the fuck? The way he had tears and shit rolling. I want to see if I can find a clip of that and send it to you on YouTube. I was like, oh, how has Seth MacFarlane managed to get away with this shit for all these years?
Who does wonderful?
Up with me. Listen,
oh, shit.
We absolutely shouldn't have been in them chat rooms.
Oh, we really shouldn't have been. But that's when it started. Now, when it came to like MySpace, I was late to MySpace.
I liked MySpace. I liked MySpace.
Did I have MySpace while I was actually in high school? I think I had gotten out of high school by the time I started using MySpace. Or I was like a senior or something.
I'm trying to remember. I definitely feel like... I don't know how old I was. I definitely feel like I was out of school. But I don't think I was that far out of school. And the reason I say that is because when I had Facebook, when I originally created my Facebook account, it was like 2008, somewhere between 2007 and 2009. So like I was barely in my 20s. I was like 20, 21 maybe at that time. And I had MySpace way before then. So... if I had to say, I think I had MySpace when I was like maybe 16 or 17. MySpace was a messy bitch too.
MySpace was so messy.
You got to rank your friends.
Right.
This is who's in the top six. This is your
actual number one best friend. MySpace really, really was trying to get shit started all the time. And to watch people get mad at people and derank them, like... in real time was crazy. Or just to remove them all together was
mad
crazy.
As fuck. You go from number one to number six real fast.
Right. Don't you trust this a fugly slut?
Honestly.
Everybody got the business.
Honestly, that era was truly iconic, though. It was truly iconic. Really was. So, like, I it's not a lot I can say there.
I don't know who decided that music shouldn't be a part of profiles, because it 110% should be still Facebook. To this day. Like, why would you not use that? That was the one MySpace feature that should have stayed, in my opinion.
I love the fact that we used to take photos on brick phones.
Oh my God.
on our Motorola Razr.
And post them 5-pixel phones. Them pictures look like Roblox.
5 pixels is generous.
Right.
It's generous. We and look like oatmeal. Don't let
you post a video. Ooh.
Look like oatmeal. Do you hear me?
Jesus what Christ.
Do you remember back when they used to like... Because this is also like the Soulja Boy era, right? Soulja Boy. Yeah. Oh, right. And like we would record them, flip your little phone up with Virgin yep. Mobile. Is Virgin Mobile still a thing?
I'm finna look that up right now.
Who else? Singular.
Singular is that an AT&T now?
I think Singular is Verizon now. Let's see. Alltel
is AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody went to AT&T. Not knowing what the hell I'm talking about. Virgin Mobile, bitch. Hello?
Is she still there?
I'm here now. I don't know what the hell happened. I searched for Virgin Mobile. My shit cut off. Friend, my whole internet connection fucking shuddered when I typed that shit in.
Friend,
and I was just up here talking. I was like, hello? That bitch said no internet connection. I was like, what are you talking about?
Got a Bermuda Triangle ass shit. We gonna let that one go.
I think it's safe to say that Virgin Mobile does not exist anymore. Or it shouldn't. Maybe that's a name we shouldn't speak.
The name we shall not say. Ooh, right. I'm sitting over here just talking. And then I realize I'm like, hello? Hello?
Because I was like, I'm using Bing to search Virgin Mobile. Y'all, just in case, put anybody in your game, if y'all have Xbox Live or anything, if you use Bing as your search engine, you get points. And you can literally just have, like, Xbox Live for free through those points. Just to put y'all on game. But anywho. Also, don't search Virgin Mobile, because I don't know what the fuck that was about. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, friend, because I know you say don't do it, but I just did it.
You okay?
I'm fine. So apparently Virgin Mobile got merged with I think it got merged with T-Mobile.
You
but
know
they
what?
Still
actually
have stuff.
I feel like I heard about that a few years ago.
Well, Metro PCS merged with T-Mobile. I mean, ultimately, there's four carriers at the end of the day, because everybody, they just be buying these smaller carriers. So, and there are they sharing each other's towers, but yes, child. What was I going to say? Oh, and then here comes Facebook. Facebook really started changing shit. And shout out to a social media platform that is still technically a social media platform, but it's probably, and I say like TikTok and Twitter and those are my favorite, which they kind of are, but my true absolute favorite social media platform is YouTube.
100%. And I feel like I watch YouTube more than I watch TV.
Absolutely.
Way more than I watch TV, and it be random shit. The most random shit all the time. But YouTube is the most fun, safest place to be, in my opinion, out of all the social media websites.
Fred, I don't know. Don't look in them comments. Don't look in them comments.
So here's the thing. I'll watch YouTube videos while I'm on the computer sometimes, but most of the time I'm listening to music, so I don't. But if I'm watching it on like my TV, child, ain't nobody finna try to look through no comments at all, ever. And your ass, I'm finna blame you, you bitch. Yo, it's your fault that I be looking at comments anyway. That was not natural to me. So you brought up how funny the goddamn comments were, and now the bitches ain't funny no more.
So as far as YouTube goes, and maybe that's the difference because I watch YouTube on either my MacBook or my iPad. I don't have a TV in my bedroom. Like I literally, because I don't watch it like that. I'll be quicker to grab my iPad or my laptop. But the comment sections are almost always funnier than the goddamn video itself. The stuff that I be reading and seeing, they have me in tears. Some of the stuff, how are people this creative? The shit they be saying.
I guess it depends on the video, too, because sometimes you go in the comment section and it be like the paper mill. Smell like the paper mill down there. It be real bad, and you just like, why did I even do this to myself? Why did I even do it? Okay, ooh, let's do this.
Okay,
we said YouTube is the favorite. Let's rank our top five of the social media sites from, let's say, from safest to least safe. And when we say safe, like we're referring to mental health.
I feel like all of them will fuck with your mental health in some way.
True.
You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm going to say the safest is 100% YouTube for me. For the fact that I don't watch it in a format where I can read the comments like that. Number two... Safest, well, shit, to be honest, friend, after YouTube, I don't think anything is safe.
Yeah, I was going to say, at this point, might as well just do favorites, because all of them have problematic shit that they can be booted for.
That is true. So, in my opinion, TikTok is my next favorite, because, and that can go, that's like a pro and a con, though, because TikTok can sometimes be... You can have a real good run, but you can also have a real shitty run and want to delete the whole app.
Child, that was me the other day.
Yes. So I'm still going to say TikTok is number two. Number three, friend, I don't even think I got five, to be honest.
Friend, listen, that was the thing. That was the first thing that I thought about. I was like, do I even have five? No, actually, I do have five, friend.
I got five, too. Okay. Number three is going to be Instagram. Because Instagram Reels, even though they're like, a lot of them are just like copy and pasted from TikTok. But I like how I get in the loop of their Reels. Now, when I go over to that, what's that? Do they call it a For You page in Instagram?
I don't even know, child. Instagram just be taking everybody's shit, so I don't know.
They really do. If you go to this search, that little search button. Now, Instagram, y'all need to get y'all self together. Because I don't know how y'all know I like looking at these men. Because I don't be on Instagram like that. And when I go over to this search button, I don't even be done typed in anything. And all I see... is beautiful man with beautiful cheeks. And I don't know how y'all know this information because I ain't never searched for that on Instagram.
That's all right, Fred. You shared them cookies. You shared the cookies and now they share some cookies with you.
They sure are. That was number three. Number four and five are a tie. That is Facebook and Twitter.
Really?
So, yeah. Facebook, I would say most of the time it's for all things that are depressing. If I'm just being honest, like every time anybody who got Facebook, at least three times a month, you're finna get on Facebook and somebody done died and you finna see 75 posts about it with people posting a picture with the person that's done died. Talking about this, they brother or sister, even if they never talk to them.
Oh my God.
So there's that. And some of it is messy. And I'm not even going to lie. Sometimes I be liking to get into mess, especially if it ain't my mess. And I just be reading posts and threads to see what's going on. But that's what Facebook is to me. Twitter, you can have a lot more fun with. It depends on what's happening in the world. But it's also like an instant snapshot of what people are thinking about a certain thing. So I love Megan Thee Stallion. So I'll be trying to keep up. So if I type in Megan Thee Stallion, I can see like a lot of news things that come up about her. But also I just see people's comments about her. And I'd be like, oh, God.
It's a lot.
I'm just trying to find out when the new shit is coming out. Why y'all doing all this?
It's a lot.
Yes, like Twitter can be the most dangerous. Also, it has the best happy, fun adult time videos.
Yes, it does.
That's my list.
All right. So my list goes as follows. Number one, YouTube. Number two, TikTok. Number three, IG. Number four, Twitter. Number five, Threads.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about this too. When I see Threads, all I see is like a bunch of people engagement farming. Like, it doesn't seem like real people on Threads to me.
So it's directly tied to my Instagram. I mean, obviously. But I follow a lot of artists. So a lot of the content that I see is art related. And literally, y'all, it's a burner account. Good luck on y'all trying to find me on IG. Let me stop saying that because somebody probably will. But
right.
I don't post anything. Like, it's a dead account. I go on there and look at other artists' work. That is literally what I have my IG for. It's super inspirational. And the occasional funny reel, because one of my other homeboys sends me reels primarily. Like, the videos he sends me is primarily Instagram. And Instagram reels is funny as
as fuck.
So funny. And my auntie, she be sending me a bunch of stuff. So yeah, like I still like IG and Twitter. Quite literally the only reason I have Twitter, the occasional funny moments and super fun happy time, because I live in Texas and they banned super happy corn. Okay,
apparently that happened here too.
Oh, that's,
I'm not 100% tragic. Sure I heard somebody say that. Let me verify.
That is fucking insane. But yeah, Twitter has gotten to a place where, especially after Musty took over it, I don't like it no more. And if you know anything about me, my friend knows this. Bitch, I'll delete an account in a heartbeat.
Let's talk about this. Because this ungrateful mother, I don't even know what to call her. This motherfucker had Missy Elliott following her.
Missy Elliott, Duran Bernard.
And deleted the account.
Erykah Badu. And a few people.
Erykah Badu, the Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. And she's funny as fuck, so everything she posts be getting engagement. This motherfucker done deleted. Not disabled temporarily. Deleted.
And I'm not ashamed to admit this, y'all. The only reason I'm back on Twitter at all, it's because I need super happy fun time videos when I'm trying to have a super, when I'm trying to downtown DJ, in the words of Megan Thee Stallion. Okay.
Right.
Other than that, I would not be back on Twitter. I enjoyed it when it was lit. Like, I am one of the OGs of Black Twitter. Okay.
You enjoyed it when Rihanna was on there acting a fool.
Good luck booking that stage. Listen, what a time to be alive. I was on Whew, OG Jesus. Black Twitter. I watched us grow up together. Like, what a time.
What a time to be alive.
Trump happened. And the decline of Twitter, I actually haven't seen anything like that since Snapchat.
That was a friend. I have a Snapchat. Never understood it. I feel like a boomer when it comes to Snapchat, to be honest.
I used to be on it and it was cute or whatever. But like, it started getting real political too. I'm like, where the fuck is these ads coming from? I don't, right. No, ma'am, we don't do this here. What is this?
Right. Girl, and I'm like, I know this? You can send pictures that disappear in Snapchat.
Yep. I don't know if
you still can. Is that like the primary function of?
It's a communication app. Snapchat is a whole app. Snapchat is a whole app. That is the purpose of Snapchat. You send your butthole or coochie pic, and then it disappears in 5 seconds.
Yeah. When I would go to the dark hole, they'd be like, you got a Snapchat? I'm like, no.
No, nigga, I don't.
I mean, I eventually ended up getting one literally for them to do that. But other than that, there was no use for that app.
Yeah, I don't care nothing for Snapchat. I forgot. Like, it was like the real political and clearly fed advertisements. But it was something I saw, like, I can't remember what it was. It was like a game or something about Chris Brown hitting Rihanna. Something crazy.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Is that the one she threatened to sue them about?
Maybe so. I don't know. I never deleted something so fast in my fucking life. I was like, actually, no thank you. And have not been back since. Matter of fact, just the other day I went, there was something happened where they was like, your account is about to automatically be deleted. I was like, bitch, I had a second account and I didn't know it. Let me log in. I went in, forgot password, logged in that bitch and deactivated. You gotta tell me how you finna deactivate it. I'll go ahead and deactivate it right now.
Wow.
No, ma'am. I hate that app. But yeah, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be back on Twitter. And I rarely be on Threads, but Threads be having some little cute, funny moments. And I'm like, okay, you're not Twitter, and you're not what Twitter used to be. But I see you. It's cute. It's entertaining. But give me IG. Give me TikTok. Give me YouTube. That's really all I need.
That's literally it. I can deal with that. I would also say that I feel like I was never like super duper heavy into social media, but I was engaged in social media until about 2016, whenever the election, the first Donald Trump stuff was happening. That's when I started to see people, and I was like, God damn. I thought y'all were my friends. Y'all don't give a damn about me.
It's like, ooh, shit.
I think that shit hit me in my chest a little bit by how many of them I saw. Black and white. And I was like, this is insane. But I think I deleted my Facebook for a number of years. I don't think I got that back until like.
That was maybe, recent.
Yeah. It was a year maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say it was recent because it was like right when you were like about to launch your photography business. You were doing something and like you wanted to get back on Facebook because of that.
True.
It was like maybe a year or two ago, but I don't even think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but other than that, also, but yeah, Facebook is kind of the devil, so it's not a good place to be. But.
Would never get back on Facebook again. I literally just created a profile not too long ago just for Marketplace because I needed to sell something. And I hated it so much that I just didn't get back on, and I just deleted it like 3 days ago. Because I was going to sell my MacBook so I could upgrade it and get a different one. But then I decided, you know what? My MacBook is going to last me a long ass time. Like, girl, fuck them updates. Really, I got, if I had a bought this mofo when it came out at the time, I would have paid $4,000 mm-hmm. for it, because it's tricked the fuck out. So, like, you know what? Yep. I'm going to just leave my baby alone, because she works and works fine.
And there's also, there's rumors of, like, them not launching the next one on time, like delay in the launch, because people are still using like that first M1, that laptop that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, child, this thing is still blowing the smoke out of everything else. Like, listen, y'all two generations away from that now, and people are still using the first one.
Mine came out in 2019, but yep. spec wise, I'm running an i9 Intel processor. While it's not the M1, mm-hmm. it's still an i9. Okay, mm-hmm. like, I'm okay. I got 32 gigs of RAM and a terabyte of hard drive. I'm okay.
Right. That's a powerful ass chip.
Yes, yes. I thought about it. I was like, you know what? And it's a 16-incher. I'm good.
Friend, you better keep that.
Yeah. Yeah. Screen is 4K. You got plenty
of real estate? Yes, ma'am.
Nice and bright. Yeah. I thought about it. I was like, and it's still getting updates, bitch. It got the last update. I'm good. I'm good. But yeah. And I just deactivated that because I was like, I thought about, I mean, literally, I got on there. I was like, do I follow anyone? Because it'll look suspicious if I'm just on here. Just brawl. Being like, hey, I'm selling something, come buy it. But
right.
I was like, ew, I just no. So,
the last question is, what do you think about how social media is going or where it's going?
I don't know.
In your honest opinion.
I don't necessarily like the current state that it's in.
Agreed.
And I'm going to say that a lot of this has to do with the fact that I'm older. I'm in my auntie bag. I'm in my auntie era. I'm in my late 30s, you know. I don't...
Mm-hmm.
I don't... And that's not old. Let me be clear. It's not old, but
right.
I don't have the same patience that I used to have for that type of shit. And there's also a part of me that understands how not of the real world it is. And I'm exhausted by the influence that it has and how much damage that has actually caused. You know, we were cracking jokes earlier about how everybody nowadays is crazy. Well, thanks to social media, we actually see that to be real in real life. Like, half of society actually is fucking bonkers. They are lunatics. And they don't know it. They think they're normal, and they're not normal. And listen, there's nothing wrong with being a little crazy. Be a little outside of the box. But when it right. starts becoming detrimental to others and I don't have to elaborate because y'all can see it. You can see it. Everybody can see it. And if you're listening to this podcast, obviously you have a little bit of sense about yourself. So you're probably like-minded to me and Addie in that regards anyways. So you know what the hell is happening. I enjoy social media for what it is. I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. I am just literally afraid of what's to come with the growth of AI and misinformation and disinformation and how easily there are people who still are like, but y'all can say Jaguar Wright is crazy. It don't mean she's wrong. That quite literally means there's a very likely chance that she's wrong. And people just stand on it. people stay, the amount of agreeance that I see of people just being wrong as fuck is annoying, but it is honestly heartbreaking. And seeing it in by the masses is just like, wowzer, okay. Ooh, shit. We're in danger. This is bad. So I don't know. I'm at a point where I'm just trying to enjoy it for what it is. I enjoy my cat videos. I enjoy my black shit. I enjoy my singers. I enjoy finding new things that interest me. And everything else is getting not interested. I'm hitting that tab quicker than a bitch can breathe or blink. Not interested. I don't want this shit on my algorithm. Because it is a lot, especially the more aware that you are, I feel like depression clings to you a little bit harder because you actually know what the fuck is going on. If you want to enjoy the same outlets as other people, then you have to know what your limits is, what's your boundaries, because it can be a lot. It can be a bit much, especially, you know, again, we've talked about this before. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I do not think that millions of people need to have access to other millions of people's thoughts. I don't think that's a good thing. A lot of rambling, but in short to say, I'm honestly not sure. I'm really not sure of what is to come, just because what has recently been taking place hasn't been great. And again, like I was saying a few moments ago, AI is now a factor that was not a factor before.
True.
People,
a big part of engagement farming.
Very, and people are creating some of the damnedest things, like in wild shit. So it's going to get to a point to where you won't know what is and what isn't anymore, and you really have to do the research and dig in and see. The problem with that is that our attention spans are not what they used to be because we're fed short form media so much that we don't really focus the way we used to. So nobody's going to actually take the time to do the research needed to validate what is and what isn't. So people are just going to start believing a bunch of bullshit. And that terrifies me. So yeah. What's your thoughts, Fran?
I kind of feel like a lot about what you were saying about it not going in the right direction. I feel like where I see it going is kind of where I see it now. So you have a lot of people doing and saying stuff that is not necessarily authentic to them. That's just for attention and likes and views. So you cause all this discourse that you don't even believe in just to get the likes and views off of it. Also, I feel like the internet just became a place where people can come to be hateful. Like, I wish on so many types of accounts, like, I almost wish on YouTube videos, Instagram post, Twitter, like, I wish the comment section goes away.
Yeah.
Like, I wish the comment section didn't exist, because that's where all that hatefulness and vitriol, like, is. And it doesn't have to be. Like, you don't have to be that. You know that, right? You know you could be a nice person. And if some shit is not for you, you know you can keep scrolling, right?
Friend.
You know you can keep going. You ain't got to be a hateful, miserable ass bitch.
Friend, you already know how I feel. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you already know how I feel about that. Why are you here?
Why are you here?
If you don't like this, you don't
this is have not to for be you. Here.
This is not for you. Move on.
Obviously not for you. So, I don't see it going in a good direction. Unless, I don't want to say this because I think this is the type of shit China be doing, but, like, I feel like social media should be attached to your, like, social security number and shit when you do stuff. So if you want to do and say something and stand on it with your chest, you can't hide behind that fake account and do it. You gonna do that with your real shit and everybody gonna know who you are. Or they don't even have to, like, the public doesn't have to know who you are. When you be done some foul shit and we report your ass, okay. Now the report goes to whoever can investigate. So-and-so did this. This where they work. Fuck they life up. You get what I'm saying?
Right, right. Because people, it's just the boldness of it all.
Yes, it's no consequences behind you saying the shit you saying. Like, you might make somebody want to go and activate their contingency plan from some shit that you said, and you was just trying to get attention, just trying to get a laugh. You get what I'm saying? Don't. There's right. no need to be hateful. You can be nice to people. Damn. And they might actually respond to you if you nice. You raggedy hot breath bitch. Damn.
And also, I'm going to say this while laughing because it's not funny. Trying to be serious because this is going to come out so problematic. I need to be someone who monitors special people's accounts. Oh God, y'all don't cancel me. Wait,
hear me. That's real though. That's real.
Cause
we probably about to say the same person.
Who you finna say for it?
I was about to say Shamar.
Okay, that's one. It's a few of them.
Because he be making me laugh, but I also be feeling real bad for him. And I'm like, baby, don't need to be on social media. Did you? You probably ain't seen that video somebody recorded of him getting jumped on outside his apartment complex for cheating. Like, his boyfriend was jumping on him or something. And then I seen a video of him on TikTok in the studio talking about, he's bruising me.
Friend, you don't have to do the voice.
Say I'm not laughing at the fact that the fight happened or what he was saying. He was making it funny. It was him doing that. I was like, somebody needs to take his internet. Cause why? Also, why are you out here fighting this man and you see he is already, you know,
twisted and wound up?
Yes. That's not nice.
Friend, they be the meanest people, though. I'm gonna just put that out there. Especially people be mean as fuck.
They really do be mean.
But, like... yeah, they don't need... They don't need social media to... I'm not gonna say they don't need it, right? Because that sounds mean. And I'm not... That's not what we doing. But, like... I don't know. I could be wrong. I feel like people be taking advantage of them and they don't know they being taken advantage of.
Exactly.
And it's just like.
And it's even, a special place in hell for y'all.
Right. Even like Jaguar Wright, crazy ass. I know she's musty. I know she hasn't bathed. She needs to go bathe. Like, I know. She's sitting there with them 4.5 braids that she has in a zigzag on that couch saying crazy shit And like, they just let her keep coming up. And I'm like, y'all, she's clearly not mentally well. Okay.
Right.
At this point, she's just saying shit to say stuff. Like, she doesn't have any receipts. And she's like you said earlier, she's like, oh, y'all can sue me. Baby, what are we going to get from you?
There's no point in suing you.
Like,
it's almost like, you know how Tasha K, or Cardi B sued Tasha K?
Cardi B and Tasha K kept going is crazy.
Exactly. And she asked you to stop. Not stop because you was telling her business. Stop because you fucking lying. But the fact that I feel like she sued her more to clear her name, because you probably ain't never going to see the money that she owe you.
Right.
But she did it more to clear her name. But Tasha K also had a lot bigger of a following and probably did have some money before this happened. What does Jaguar Wright have? And people like her.
Child. I know I watched clips of that video of her and Orlando Bloom. And I was like, if there was ever a reason for you to wonder if this woman is crazy, this video is enough to verify that information. These niggas up there talking about, did y'all know she created the Matrix? What the fuck are you talking about?
That nigga just be high.
No, his mind ain't no good neither. And
crazy. Whew, you're right.
Disney fucked him up too. Child, when I tell you the way, I just be like, what's happening right now? Like, what the fuck is going on? And also the way that there's like a plethora of these people just popping up in mounds and droves. Where the fuck did y'all come from? Like,
right.
Cause y'all are absolutely bonkers. Like,
right.
That's also, again, that's my issue with social media, is like, how many crazy motherfuckers is just out here?
Ain't no telling.
Because it seems like it's a lot.
Probably a lot more than we think.
That's so disturbing to me, friend, because golly peeks at the ones that is.
Yeah. And I feel like drugs had a little bit to do with some of that. But that's neither here nor there.
Oh, child, I didn't got a good laugh. My stomach is actually hurting.
I'm sending you that Shamar video.
Please, because
people gonna think I'm definitely sending it to you because you don't understand. Now I feel like a terrible person. I shouldn't have even said nothing.
No, because again, like, wasn't he like begging for money and selling fish plates?
When was he?
Something like this was happening, and I'm just like, oh, child. We can't
remember
this on the podcast. But
another one that I wish somebody would have took her phone and got her some help.
Who?
Is Kat. But I think she done passed away now.
Kat did pass. Of all of them, Kat was actually my favorite.
Yep. She really was. I wish she would have got like some help and got off. Somebody. Well, I'm sure they probably did try to help her. Some.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
You know, some people you can't help no more than they won't help. But
I feel like Kat wasn't super problematic either, though. Not
That's
in comparison
true.
To some of the others. Like, the new ones? Child.
Yeah.
These people. But anyways, do you have anything else on this episode, friend?
I did want to leave off with a quote. And this one, I don't know who wrote it. But it says, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
Oh.
And I'm trying to keep that. Yeah. I'm trying to keep that in mind. Because I really do be living like, okay, I'm going to do this tomorrow. But don't be putting off today for tomorrow. Because as we get older.
Tomorrow is not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed. And I promise you, I be getting on Facebook all the time. Literally. When I say all the time, I mean, I check it like twice a week on my computer. It ain't on my phone. But every time I log in, somebody be done passed away. And some of them people be around my age, and I be like,
I've lost quite a few classmates, actually. Like,
and I'm like, this is crazy. What the hell?
Yeah, yeah. That's a different type of, like, especially because we're not old. We are literally in our 30s. Like, that is, I don't know, that shit hit real different.
Yes, and especially when it's not from stuff like outside circumstances, like a act of violence or an accident. It's not those types of things. Like, this was actually a health related. Take me to the king.
Wow.
You know? And I'll be like, damn.
Oh, shit. Speaking of that, before we wrap this episode up, and friend, bring that quote back for me one more time.
It says, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
I love that. Speaking of that, before we wrap this episode up, there is one thing that he and I talked about earlier this week that I want to go ahead and implement in the show and kind of just give progress up until the season finale, which will be the episode right before Christmas for those who celebrate. So any of the holidays that you celebrate there. But we had three things that we want to have accomplished. Smaller things, edible things, you know, things that you can easily eat, do, digest, whatever. three things. So I'll go with mine very quickly. The three things that I want to have done by the end of this year, I want to lose a little weight, even if it's 5 pounds. I want to, by the end of this year, to see a little bit of weight off that scale. Because I'm working on my health. My health is important. What is life if you don't have your livelihood? Seriously, your quality of life, you need to be able to actually live, exist, and enjoy things. So that's one. Two, I want to get back into my Audible books. I love reading and now listening to books because my attention span ain't what it used to be. But I want to finish the current book that I'm working on, which is by Brené Brown. And before y'all judge me, I already know. Her books are still good, but I already know.
We're not going to stop you.
And then lastly, which is probably the most important, is I have not painted in over a year. That is a very huge part of who I am. So I want to have at least completed one painting by the end of this year. And those are my three things. So, yeah. What are your three things, Fran?
You can definitely do that. Okay, so my first one is to make it a point to find joy in the things that I'm doing. Number two is to continue to perfect my routine so that I can be the best productive person I can be and stay, like, I really want to be positive and joyous. Not necessarily for me, but for the people I come in contact with. I want to be that light for people. Like, let you know, whatever you're going through, it's okay. You're going through it to get through it. This, whatever this is, ain't going to last forever. And goal number three, I really do need to lose 15 more pounds by the end of the year. I can say, though, I gained a little bit of that weight back that I lost earlier in the year. But I'm still down from where I was at the beginning of the year. So, So we're still good there. I just need to be a little bit more consistent. And I want to lose 15 more pounds. Does that mean we got to tell these bitches how much we weigh?
Absolutely the fuck not. I don't need that kind of negativity in my life. Y'all not finna talk about me. I'm trying to protect my mental health. They gonna change the episode name to Goddamn and Goddamn. Welcome back. Miss Mammoth. No, ma'am. Shit. I don't need that negative. I don't need that type of negativity in my life. I absolutely don't.
Damn. It'd be like, them motherfuckers need to be on my 8,000 pound life. Shit.
Right, they over here talking to us. Stop eating, bitch. I don't have time because people be real slick in the mouth. And I'm also real slick in the mouth. And I'm working on that. So you're not going to bring me back into my old ways. Just know.
Oh, God.
And it's not even about me being fat. This is about me being healthy. This is about, because Lizzo is fat, right? But Lizzo be jumping up and down, holding shows, running back and forth on stage. Her fat and my fat is two different fats.
True.
I want to be able to move around and breathe and my clothes fit normal again. Like, I want that back. A lot of mine just comes from, like, depression and working from home and not having a lot of outside interaction. So this is more of a mental and physical thing. But child, y'all not finna call me no fat ass Kelly Price. Absolutely right. Not, girl. We're not finna do that.
I also like to say fat people don't always eat a lot. Just be the more fact that we're not as active, but honestly don't eat that much. Just big as hell.
And then genetics. You have metabolisms. Because I know skinny people who can
eat two times more than me and be skinny. I just want to kick the ass in the back of the neck.
Sounding like, damn, just be walking around sounding like laundromat change. Just bones and skin. And just had two Big Macs and a 10-piece. Girl, fuck you.
Exactly. If I was to get a chicken nugget, my big toe would swell up.
If I smell that shit, now I'm got pre-diabetes.
Right.
Y'all.
Goddamn devil.
Y'all, I'm the type of fat where they actually tried to prescribe me Ozempic. Like, that was for actual diabetes. Y'all niggas be trying to get Ozempic to get. No, they told me, this is for your sugar level. We not the same. That's when I get healthy. But yes, friend, these are very achievable things, and you're already taking steps in the right direction. I'm trying to take steps in the right direction. So we're going to get this done, friend. We're going to get this done. We're
definitely going to get there. But okay. I want to thank y'all again for coming to listen to us. We appreciate y'all. And we'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.